I invite you to a short practical test of the Yihua 926 LED2 120-watt soldering station, purchased for approximately PLN 180. I will check here how it is doing, among others, with DIP soldering, soldering components from the computer motherboard, and I will also try to present some of the experiments in the form of short films. I invite purchase and contents of the set. The price is about PLN 180 in our country. It could probably be cheaper from China, but we didn't want to mess around. Here is the box I received. Instructions. I will not repeat the information. Please enlarge the photos. And the contents of the set. Pretty much everything you need is. The display is a classic 7-segment LED. Of course, it is readable, and there is also a switch for 2 temperature modes. See photo. Replacing tips. 900M tips fit here. The same ones used in the cheapest soldering irons from China. THT soldering. To test, let's solder the DIP40 sockets to the board. We will use SN60 PB40 filler metal and AGT037 soldering paste. The flux is not very evenly distributed, but let's treat it as a plus because you can see what effect it has on soldering. First, temperature 300 degrees Celsius. Then, temperature 340 degrees Celsius. Soldering is simple and pleasant. I was a bit better at higher temperatures. Another barrier was the restriction of movement by the camera tripod. TQFP soldering. I solder TQFP with a regular tip, although a mini wave tip would probably be better. My soldering method is on foot. I grab one and the other corner of the system, and then I try to solder the remaining legs using the drag soldering method. Dragging the tip over the legs of the system spreads the binder, and I can remove the excess with a braided line. I know there are other, perhaps better methods, but when soldering on such a small scale as I do, I didn't need to try them. On-site layout, caught legs, a little fun. It's a bit hard for me to solder with a big tripod and a phone in front of me, and then soldering a few legs. You can see how the binder melts and catches. Here the soldering is shown a little better. You can see how the filler goes along the legs to the corner behind the tip, and then I remove its excess with a braid. Basically the same as before, different approach. And here I use the exposed paths of the breadboard and didn't even have to remove excess binder. Output from the motherboard, the cover desoldering method is 1. Applying flux to February. 2. Adding lead binder to mix with the solders. 3. Heating. First, maybe something simple, a battery basket. Now for something more difficult. Capacitors and those on the large ground spout that act as a heat sink. I set the temperature to 450 degrees Celsius, out of curiosity to see how well it would work. There was no problem. I also cleaned the holes. Outlet from the motherboard to USB connector. Maybe it's something even more difficult. Let's desolder these characteristic double, triple USB connectors. Here are his legs. Added lead binder. A moment of heating. With a little help, the connector comes out of the board. Now it's time to clean the holes with braid. It heats beautifully. After a while of heating, the binder flows out of the holes into the braid. Very satisfying. Summary. Some time ago, I reviewed the younger brother of this soldering iron, the cheapest flask, 60 watts, for PLN $25. Cheap soldering iron with temperature control. UYUE 301D APD 931 BT136S. It served me faithfully and was sufficient for most applications, even for TQFP soldering. So I can't say that switching to Yihua 926 LED2 120 watts, if we only solder DIY structures as a hobby, it is a must. Cheaper models also work well. It's different when we want to desolder. Outlet from the computer's motherboard, Yihua 926 LED2 120 watts, it's pure pleasure. Cleaning the holes is the same. The binder goes right into the braid. I have the impression that maybe I set the temperature too high, but I wanted to see what this small soldering iron can do. Another thing is that I could have used a better flux, but the soldering was successful. Capacitors in old computers can be